USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is set to deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday,
"I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice."
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.